Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this, Value Side for Wednesday, May 5. First, it's Stimulus, Act 2. Then Marquette's worldwide survey of purchasing managers continues to show expansion as the world recovers from the lockdown. All that and the rest of corporate results, as well as the latest news on the economy, coming right up. Yesterday, the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, attempted to raise the curtain on Act Two of the Great Stimulus, our country's ongoing economic saga. Now, Act One, as you'll recall, consisted of pumping literally trillions of dollars into the economy in an effort to staunch the negative effects of the economic lockdown. Our play began with the introduction of the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. And then the subsequent quarantine, social distancing, and mask wearing mandated by governors and mayors around the country. To counter the loss of economic activity, the Federal Reserve, acting in conjunction with the U.S. Treasury, implemented a program of sending vast sums of money to businesses, state and local governments, as well as individuals. Well, yesterday, Secretary Yellen attempted to take us to the next step, the inevitable step of moving beyond the ongoing cash stimulus. She noted that with all of this extra cash floating around, it's possible that the economy will, quote, overheat, to use her word. Her exact quote was this, quote, it may be that interest rates will have to rise a little bit to make sure our economy doesn't overheat. Well, it was like yelling fire in a crowded room. Traders immediately headed towards the exit. Markets dropped like a rock, and it was immediately apparent that Ms. Yellen had committed an obvious faux pas. She had spoken the truth. Reality was suddenly introduced into the financial systems that is rapidly becoming accustomed to zero interest rates and unlimited liquidity. Ms. Yellen had made the mistake of indicating that this can't last forever, and the financial markets would have none of it. Like a petulant child, the markets swooned. But Yellen is, of course, right. We're living in a world that cannot last. At some point, the Fed's monetary spigot will need to be turned off, and interest rates will need to return to a semblance of normality. The fact that the markets are fighting this right now indicates just how truly fragile they are. To me, it's apparent that these lofty valuations need vast amounts of liquidity to support them. Take away even a modest portion of that liquidity, and yesterday's market action implies that those valuations are in danger. So in the end, in what has to be one of the most embarrassing moments of her young tenure at Treasury, Yellen completely reversed herself, indicating that she didn't mean that the latest stimulus proposal by President Biden would overheat the economy. It was the action of a Washington veteran, someone who knows how to shift with the wind, and in the end, no harm done. No harm except to the truth. You see, it will be one more day that will not raise the curtain on Act Two of that great financial drama, the stimulus. One more day that the financial markets will be allowed to live in the fantasy of free money and low interest rates. Someday, we'll have to raise that curtain. Someday, we'll have to deal with the end of the liquidity spigot and the raising of interest rates. But not today. Now, in economic news today, IHS Marquette continues to work its way around the world last night with its Purchasing Managers Index. In composite readings, that is reflecting the entire economy, we saw positive results all around the world, with economic expansion indicated for Australia, India, Spain, Italy, and Germany. Now, here in the U.S., the Mortgage Brokers Association reported a slight decline in new mortgage applications. And in earnings so far this morning, General Motors and Barrick Gold both produced positive results, while hotel company Hilton declined on its quarterly earnings. And that's the value side for Wednesday, May 5. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.